And we're back here on the campus of Murray County High School at the First National Bank of Chatsworth Stadium, where the Chattooga Indians are victorious tonight. 28-7 is the final. The Indians did it a little bit on offense, a little bit on defense, a little bit on special teams, with a touchdown on a punt return right before the half. Touchdown early to freshman Brock Cooper on the last play of the first quarter. And the Indians scored late in those quarters and then late in the fourth quarter after an early score in the third quarter, and really had the control of the ball game all night, Paul.
I felt the same, Barry. You know, Chattooga played a solid ball game tonight. They needed a win. They got the win. They played good, as I said earlier, all three phases of the game. I thought they looked pretty well, offense, defense, and special teams. I honestly felt like some of these young kids are, you know, coming into their own now. They, you know, this be, you know, three or four varsity games that these guys have been in. Maybe starting to get used to some of their assignments, getting used to the speed of the game. Several young kids for the Indians making plays.
Well, the win couldn't come at a better time, getting ready for a region play to begin next week.
Exactly right.
Everything that's happened up to this point is just window dressing, getting ready for the region. And we'll be excited to see what the Indians do next week. The Indians will be at home against the Pepperell Dragons. Game time will be 7:30. We hope to see you all there. It's going to be recreation night, so we'll have all the rec league folks there before the ball game. A lot of excitement, a lot of people hopefully be there in the stands. And if you're not able to be there in the stands, join us, and we'll have the action for you. Thank you for joining us tonight. Thank you again, Paul, for a good game. And we're going to sign off now. This has been WZQZ, AM 1180, 99.1 FM, Chattooga Football.